I do want to make one, take just a couple seconds here, a couple minutes maybe, a clarification of a roast that I did.
Okay.
Been getting private message from people very upset about potlucks, so I just want to talk very quickly about potlucks.
Really?
Yeah, some people really like their potlucks. Here's what I want to say. I want to clarify my position on how I dislike potlucks.
Okay.
First off, potlucks are fucking terrible. I just want to say that out loud.
I love that you're doubling down.
So I just want to say that out loud.
Before I talk about it, let me double the fuck down.
I just want to say they're fucking awful. But the messages that I get are stuff like, yeah, well, you might not just be good at them. And I'm like, trust me, I'm fine at potlucks, right? I bring normally something that is quite good. And then someone else will be like, oh, well, you know, you maybe your friends aren't. No, my friends are good cooks too. The medium itself is flawed. If you go to a potluck, most of the time, the food is just sitting out, and it's sitting out for a long period of time. So if you spend hours and hours and you make a beautiful lasagna, and then you take a fucking lid or something, or maybe aluminum foil or whatever it is, and you strap that fucking thing in and you steam the fucking top of the thing. It was gorgeous before.
Right.
You steam the fucking thing, throw it in the back of your car, travel to whatever fucking place you're at, and then you're there with this goddamn fucking lasagna. You gotta unwrap this now wet ass lasagna that was not wet before. And now it's like, it's gotta sit out on a table for how long? You don't know if you're gonna have a way to heat it up. The way to not miss if you make a good potluck recipe is if you just like decide, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to make something that can stay at room temperature and not hurt people for a long period of time. Breads, dips, those types of things are really easy to do. Like most desserts, you know, not cream desserts, but you could certainly do most desserts.
Okay. Ice, cups, plates. Oh, they room. Yeah, not
people
room
need
temperature on the ice,
people but, need yeah. people right. need cups. Yeah. Right, yeah, be the cup guy. Yeah, I'm sure everybody's gonna love you. But you know, like the thing is like if you wanna do something good, that's something good that you can do to bring to a potluck. But the problem is everybody else is making like fucking mom's fucking Swedish meatballs, which one are probably fucking terrible, and two are gonna be even worse because they had to travel and sit. It's a flawed medium, man. It's just never gonna be a good food. If I invite you over to my house and cook you food, it's gonna be a million times better than anything I could ever give you at a potluck. So all you potluck people, stop messaging me. Your medium sucks. Get a new medium. That's all. That is the definitive answer on potlucks.
Hey, Cecil.
Yeah.
You want to come over Saturday for a potluck?
It's not a potluck, though.
No, I'm having friends over. It's so funny. Yeah. Every year, I have friends over for Friendsgiving.
Yeah.
And every year, people are like, what can I bring? And I'm just like, alcohol.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't need, like, I'll cook for you.
I cook.
First of all, that's the shtick.
That's
of
what it
Friendsgiving.
Is. Yeah, yeah.
But also, like, same shit. It's like, well, but then it'll all be hot at the same time.
And the thing is it's got to be hot. It's got to be served correctly. You know, you can't, even just having a dinner party, sometimes it's hard to get hot food on everybody's plate at the same time.
I failed at that almost every time.
It's hard to do. Let alone you set out, like you go to your fucking church banquet or whatever, and there's a million fucking dishes out there. You know, yeah. Can you make something good at a potluck? Yeah, you can. But the fucking window of allowable foods is so small.
Yeah, right. And you know that your fucking Aunt Debbie is not thinking about it that way. Your Aunt Debbie is just like, I love making this. That's why I brought it. Or the worst is, well, I never made it before, so I thought I would try this.
Yeah.
I'm going to experiment on you. What is this, Project X? Do I look like a chimpanzee? Ferris going to come fucking save me at the end of it? What the fuck?
Just banging on the window because the fucking place is radiating. You know, here's the other thing too, is like, you had an in-law before that was the worst cook.
Seriously.
And she would just be like, I'm just going to replace, I don't know, carrots for chocolate chips.
Maybe
like, what the fuck? Wait, what? What did you do? Like, replacing ingredients already is sometimes very risky, but then replacing it with something that totally was not the right thing. Like, you're like, oh, I don't have any peas. Let me just put asparagus in this.
Thanks for your mush porridge.
Yeah. So, you know, and that's the problem is you have a million people like that in your family that are just like, I didn't really care about this, and I'm kind of a terrible cook, and here you go, and here's my fucking Dorito pie or whatever. And you're like, go fuck yourself. And then the other worst part is people follow you around to try to, so they know you got your stuff. Oh. So I have to pretend I don't like any. I'm like, always like, nah, I don't like beans like that. Cause they'll be like, Like, I'm not kidding. Like, I've been shown some stuff that's like fluorescent green and like, it's like fucking disgusting. And people are like, have you tried my Jell-O bean mold? And you're just like, I would rather fucking kill myself right here than put that in my mouth. I would rather choke the life out of my wife and stare into her eyes while I do it. And then fucking run out in traffic and headbutt a car until I die, then put that in my face. Fuck you. But people will follow you around. And then there's like all this weird shit that happens, but people are always like looking and watching their dish. Like, you're always constantly like, did everybody eat my cookies? I brought cookies. Do you know I made cookies? Shut the fuck up about your cookies, Chet. Nobody cares. You cut them out of a fucking Toll House thing. I hate potlucks. I can't tell you how much I hate potlucks. You know what brought that on though? Was I went to my gym and they had a potluck. And so like my gym, of course, everybody there is like fucking super buff. So they're like bringing all kinds of crazy stuff that I would never eat.
Right.
And then they're like they have,
I made kale pudding.
There's not enough like, tables. Cause it's a gym, right? So we're eating in a gym. It's a big area, but there's no tables. So he's got, you know what the shit you do box jumps on? That's where everybody's food is. And I'm always just like, that's not sanitary. Like, that's disgusting. I jump on that all week.
Right.
And I probably stepped in dog shit when I ran around the block. So what the fuck? I'm going to put my fucking thing there. So I make homemade bread and I make blue cheese butter to bring along because both those will be fine.
Right.
That's going to be fine at your thing. Butter at room temperature, perfectly fine. Yeah. Blue cheese is going to last for the 4 hours that people are going to be there. Not an issue.
It's bread already moldy.
Bread is going to be fine.
Yeah.
People are walking up to me like, where did you buy this bread? Like, because it's the best thing there because it's the only thing at room temperature was tasteful.
I'm surprised at a potluck at the gym that people were like,
carbs.
Right. Yeah. That's what I mean. It's like, yeah, because everybody else brought like,
yeah, it's like an epic cheat day.
Spinach drinks and, you know, God,
disgusting
kale pudding and like here's whatever.
Here's my fucking sawdust cookie or whatever the fuck it is.
I made Brussels sprouts brownies. Like, get the fuck out of here and kill yourself.
Look, here's what I did. I thought to myself, you know what I really want to do? I want to make creme brulee. But I thought, you know, I'm really sick of all the fat. So I made it out of cauliflower. Here it is. It's mashed cauliflower creme brulee.
Dude, what
I know you want to kill yourself.
When I used to do CrossFit.
Looking at you. You like, want to kill yourself.
Those like paleo guys, they'd be like, well, you can replace rice with cauliflower. I'd be like, you cannot do that.
You cannot.
You can't. They would try to tell me all the things you could replace with something else. And you're just like,
but it's not the same thing. That's like being like, yeah, I can replace my car with a bicycle. But that's not the same thing.
All the time. I would just stare at him like, that's not doing the same thing. You made vegetables different.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
But you still made vegetables. You didn't make the vegetable into a fucking grain. You can't, it's like when you're just like, well, you know,
could you imagine
eat cheese, what you could do is you could rub a fucking squashed cashew on top of it. That's a nut.
Could you imagine? You're like, I made this cauliflower risotto. You're like, that's mashed cauliflower because you just stirred it a bunch of times.
Yeah, risotto? Well, the cauliflower will absorb none of the liquid ever. That's not how its cell structure works. It can't do it.
All it does is shit liquid out. It's just sizzling.
You made a soup.
I mean, I'm going to figure out a way to make cauliflower risotto. It's amazing.
We're going to get like emails. Cauliflower risotto is really pretty good.
You know what I had recently, though? I will tell you this. I went to the store and they had Beyond Meat patties.
Oh, those patties. Yeah.
And I was like, I've never had this before. Let me try it. And then they had Italian sausage next to it. I got to say, the patties, I was blown away with how they tasted.
Really?
Absolutely blown away. Now, don't get me wrong. Doesn't taste like a burger.
Uh-huh.
A burger like, you know, like that you make at home, that you ground the meat and you made a medium rare or medium burger because you know there's no feces in your fucking ground meat, right?
You don't add to get to the right level.
Proper ratio. You're like, this doesn't have enough mouse turds in it. Can we get more?
See, so I'm used to what I'm used
to. Here's what I need. I need you to chop your finger off and put it in there.
It'd still be safer than a current romaine lettuce.
Exactly. but it was like when you go to one of those like a hot dog stand or whatever, and you would order a burger and it's one of those press patties. Tastes like that.
Really?
It was amazing. I was blown away by how well it tasted.
Wow. What is in it?
It's like pea protein and something else, but I don't know.
Wow.
But it was amazing. I mean, it was like, I was blown away by how good it tasted. I was like, because I totally expected, because for years, you know, the vegan burgers are just like a mushroom thing. It's like a mushroom thing. You taste it, you're like, that kind of tastes like mushrooms and like fava beans or something. Like, it's like a, so it totally doesn't taste like anything. This tastes like.
Was it dry?
No, it wasn't like super dry. I cooked them so that they were cooked thoroughly because I don't know what it tastes like. Right. Not, but I imagine since there's nothing there to get you sick, you could eat it practically raw if you wanted. So you could cook a rare burger if you wanted. I did not, but it was leaking red while I cooked it. So it gives you even the illusion that it's red,
really?
Right? This Italian sausage, not as good, but still completely passable as Italian sausage. I was like, it's not bad. It doesn't taste like good Italian sausage, but it certainly tastes like an Italian sausage-like substance.
Really?
I was really impressed with it. And we're not even selling it, and I was really impressed with it.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I was blown away
by
it.
I'm going to try it, though.
I was blown away by it.
Which one was it? It wasn't Impossible Burger.
It was at Mariano's. Like it was Beyond something is what it was. Beyond Meat, I think is what it was.
I have to stop at Mariano's on my way home.
Mariano's. And the thing is it's like, it's expensive. So for two patties, it's $6.99 or $5.99.
Holy
so
fuck.
It's just for two patties and they're small. So it's not, but I was thinking to myself, I was like, yeah, but if I go to get a burger somewhere else, I'm going to pay like downtown, I'm paying $10 or $15 for it. So if I get two packs of those, at least I have a burger,
right,
a size that I want to eat. And I'll be like, I'll be okay with that. You know, yeah, like a little cheese on there would be perfect. So I was like, you know, I thought it was amazing. I was blown away by how good it tasted, though.
That is shocking news.
Yeah, I was blown away. And I've never had one of those.
Wow.
Everybody, like, it turns out our show knows a lot of vegans and vegetarians. Our show just happens to know a lot of them. And so, like two people really closely involved with the show, Eli and Ian, are both vegetarian.
Right.
Eli's a vegan. Ian's a vegetarian, and they both, when we went to Kumar's, they had the burger that's Impossible.
They did, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was just like, well, I don't want to just order that. Like, I want to get a burger, but I'll tell you what, if it tasted as good as what I had before, I might just get the Impossible one. I'll be like, well, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind. Like, you can cut a little cruelty out of your diet. Good. You know?
If it's just as good tasting and it's like got a lower carbon footprint, like why wouldn't you?
Yeah. So I'm going to start looking for those burgers in the future. 'Cause I was really impressed.
I'm going to try them.